So, could you get yourself into a nice posture? Check the points that we mentioned before, the back of the neck, the chin, the eyes, the tongue, the hands, the feet. Just go through it in your mind. Using the two-breath method, if that's useful, or another method, to simply relax the body while keeping the mind quite alert. Give the mind nothing else to do. Keep still. To examine the mind in this way is extremely important. It's far more important than investigating external objects. Why? Because the mind is the root, the source of our happiness. If our minds remain deluded and misknowing, no matter how successful we are, we will remain unhappy, and any happiness we have will be transitory. So it becomes particularly important to observe our own mind. Try to understand our own mind. And now, take a few minutes. Flood your mind. Observe your whole body. The breathing, the nostrils, the warmth, the texture, the mass of your body. Flood your mind with all the details of your own body. Your mind is now flooded with the texture and the warmth and the mass, and everything about your body. That's all you're focusing on. And in a moment, I want you to quickly, mentally step back and see that there is a mere knowing of all this, which is separate from that which is known. So flood your mind with every aspect of your body. Mentally step back and see that there's a knowing of this that's separate from what is known. So in your own time. Do this a few times. Just completely overload your mind with the feelings and the texture of your body. And then mentally step back into the knowing of it, as opposed to what's known. Now, once again, flood your mind, but this time, become aware, highly aware of everyone in this room. What they look like, what they sound like, shape, colour, texture, everything. Include all the objects in the room. Flood your mind. What are they? What do they do? What do they look like? Completely flood your mind with everything in this room and everyone in this room. When your mind is flooded, again, mentally step back and see that there's a mere knowing of this, which seems to be separate from what is known. Flood your mind again and repeat the process. Now imagine that you've got the idea of the knowing as separate from what is known. Stand beside this knowing aspect. And the next thought, idea, or emotion that comes to mind, Simply observe it from this knowing point of view. Simply observe it. What happens to it? The thought, the idea, the emotion. And sometimes when you say this, it's hard for anything to come to mind. And if that's the case, then imagine something and bring it to mind. Then take the stance of the knowing and look at it. What happens to that thought? Don't feed it, don't judge it, simply observe. Again and again. This becomes easier with time. But imagine you're with the knowing aspect. And as a thought, idea, or emotion arises from the knowing, look at it. Simply observe what happens. Now ask yourself the question, can one part of the mind look at another part of the mind? Thank you. Some people find this part quite easy, some people quite difficult.